Chapter 12. These were the priests and the Levites who went up with Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua: Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Iddo, Ginnathoi, Abijah, Mijamin, Meadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joyarib, Jedaiah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jedaia. These were the heads of the priests and their brothers in the days of Jeshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who led the songs of thanksgiving along with his brothers. And Bakbukiah and Unai, their brothers, stood opposite them for guard duties. Jeshua became father to Joiakim, and Joiakim became father to Eliashib, and Eliashib to Joiada. And Joiada became father to Jonathan, and Jonathan became father to Jaddua. In the days of Joiakim, these were the priests, the heads of the paternal houses: for Seraiah, Mariah; for Jeremiah, Hananiah; for Ezra, Meshullam; for Amariah, Jehohanan; for Malachi, Jonathan; for Shebaniah, Joseph; for Haram, Adna; for Meraioth, Helkai; for Iddo, Zechariah; for Ginnathon, Meshullam; for Abijah, Zichri; for Meniamin; for Moadiah, Piltai; for Bilgah, Shemua; for Shemaiah, Jehonathan; for Joiarib, Mattani; for Jedaiah, Uzai; for Salai, Kalai; for Amok, Eber; for Hilkiah, Hashabiah; for Jedaiah, Nathanael. The heads of the paternal houses of the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jaddua were recorded, as were the priests, down to the kingship of Darius the Persian. The Levites, who were heads of the paternal houses, were recorded in the book of the history of the times, down to the days of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. The heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua the son of Kadmiel, and their brothers stood opposite them to offer praise and give thanks according to the instructions of David, the man of the true God, guard group corresponding to guard group: Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, and Akkub were standing guard as gatekeepers, guarding the storerooms by the gates. These served in the days of Joiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor and Ezra the priest and copyist. At the inauguration of the walls of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites and brought them to Jerusalem from all the places they lived to celebrate the inauguration with rejoicing, with songs of thanksgiving, and with cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps. And the sons of the singers gathered together from the district, from all around Jerusalem, from the settlements of the Netophathites, from Beth Gilgal, and from the fields of Geba and Asmaveth, for the singers had built settlements for themselves all around Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. Then I brought the princes of Judah up on top of the wall. Further, I appointed two large thanksgiving choirs and processions, and the one walked to the right on the wall toward the gate of the ash heaps. Hoshea and half of the princes of Judah walked behind them, along with Azariah, Ezra, Meshullam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, and Jeremiah. With them were some of the sons of the priests, with the trumpets: Zechariah, son of Jonathan, son of Shemaiah, son of Mattaniah, son of Micaiah, son of Zachar, son of Asaph, and his brothers Shemaiah, Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of the true God. And Ezra the copyist went before them. At the fountain gate they went straight ahead up the stairway of the city of David by the ascent of the wall above the house of David, and on to the water gate to the east. The other thanksgiving choir walked in the opposite direction, and I followed it with half of the people, on the wall up over the tower of the ovens, and on to the broad wall, and up over the gate of Ephraim, and on to the gate of the old city, and on to the fish gate, the tower of Hananel, the tower of Mia, and on to the sheep gate. And they came to a halt at the gate of the guard. At length the two thanksgiving choirs stood before the house of the true God. So did I and half of the deputy rulers with me. and the priests Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with the trumpets, and Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzziah, Jehohanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Ezer. And the singers sang loudly under the oversight of Izrahiah. On that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for the true God made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the rejoicing of Jerusalem could be heard far away. On that day men were appointed over the storehouses for the contributions, the first fruits, and the tenths. Into them they were to gather from the fields of the cities the portions required by the law for the priests and the Levites, for there was rejoicing in Judah because of the priests and the Levites who were ministering. And they began taking care of the duties of their God, and the obligation of the purification, as did the singers and the gatekeepers, according to the instructions of David and his son Solomon. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there were directors for the singers, and for the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. And during the days of Zerubbabel, and during the days of Nehemiah, all Israel gave portions to the singers and the gatekeepers, according to the daily need. They also set aside the portion for the Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion for the descendants of Aaron.